Bava Basra Daf Mem Beis is in many ways the conclusion of the first part of Perek Chaskas Habatim. The topic of the Perek is going to continue to involve Chazokos and Cheskas Gimel Shonim, but as it relates to the foundational lumdus that goes into understanding Cheskas Gimel Shonim, that's very much the topic of the first part of the Perek. A very large part of the Perek, 15 Tafin, if you're keeping score. But at the same time, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis is a little bit turning the page to the second part. So I was thinking that maybe it's kedai to do a little bit of a sikum of what we discussed in the first 15 Tafin. Now, obviously, we can't do a sikum on 15 blot Gemara with Raid, but just a sikum on the basic understanding of what it is, Cheskas Gimel Shonim, with a little bit of oimek that Be'ez Hashem we were able to learn together during the course of some of the Raid. So the topic of Perek Cheskas Habatim, of course, is the idea of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. So what's a chazaka? Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, my boss, Bayara, what are you doing in my field? I have Edom to prove that this field belonged to me. As a result, it still belongs to me. Why are you on my field? Shimon responds and says that it's true that this field belonged to you. I'm not disputing your argument. I'm not disputing what your Edom are saying. But at the same time, I bought it from you. And because I bought it from you, I have a result. I have a right to be here. Now, if Shimon had Edom that he bought it from Reuven, if Shimon had a shtar to prove that he bought it from Reuven, that would be the end of the conversation. However, in Cheskas Habatim, Shimon has no Edom, no shtar that proves that he bought the field from Reuven. Stating that, in the event that Shimon's been living on this field for 3 years, Reuven knew about it, and Reuven was never Moicha, Shimon has what's known as a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, and based on that, we are going to give the field to Shimon. So a Cheskas Gimel Shonim is where Shimon, who is claiming that he bought the field from the Marakama, can prove that he's been living there for 3 years and that Reuven knew about it and was never Moicha. Now, in order to establish a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, there are many different boxes that the Machzik would have to check off. Just to mention a few. Number one, the Machzik, Shimon, would have to have been living on this property for 3 years. Number two, the Ma'ara, the Marakama, would have had to have known about it and not protest, not be Moicha. Number three, the Machzik has to be Machzik the Mechaski Inchi. So he has to live there in a way that it looks like he's shtelling bilis on this piece of property. Additionally, he would also have to have a taina, meaning he has to have some argument that supports the idea that despite the fact that we know that the field once belonged to Reuven, but right now it belongs to me. In other words, he can say that I bought the field from you, or you gave it to me as a matana. I bought it from your father. He gave it to me as a matana. The point is that he has to have some sort of taina. If, however, he says that, I'll be honest with you, I never bought the field, but I've been living here for the last 3 years. You knew about it and you weren't Moicha. Or if he pleads the fifth, or if he says, Lav bal dvarim didiyat, to the extent that he doesn't have a taina to explain and to rationalize why he has a justification to be on this field, he could have all the other protim of a chazaka. It would not be a legitimate chazaka. Now, as it relates to understanding Cheskas Gimel Shonim, we were Mayrich in the raid. It really begins after an appreciation for a certain hanacha, and that is the following. We know that throughout Bava Kamo, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, throughout Choshem Mishpat, whenever there's a Sufik Mamoin, Zeh Klal Gadol B'din, Hamoitzi Mechaveir Yol V'raya. If two people are arguing over a certain asset, Reuven says it's mine, Shimon says it's mine. Reuven brings Edom that he's the Marakam, that he for sure at one point owned this asset. Shimon right now is Muchzik. He's holding on to the asset. The halacha is Shimon the Muchzik is going to get this piece of property. Chazaka kol masha tachas yodoy shel adam harei eilu shaloi. Anan sahadi, the maida tofes haidi day, the maida tofes haidi day. Oiki mamoina achazake. These are all synonyms on some level of each other, which says the same halacha, and that is hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya. Whoever's the muchzik, he's the one that's going to get the piece piece of property. And even if the person that's arguing with him is a marakama, meaning we know for sure that he owned this at some point, but muchzik wins, even keneged marakama. Now, if that's the case, shtelzich the shayla, every single cheskas habatim, why does the machzik need to bring edim that he's been living on this property for 3 years? He's living there now. And if he's living there now, that means he's the machzik. So that even if the ma'arer, even if Reuven is a marakamo, he has edim to prove that he once lived here, but machzik is always adif mi marakamo. So why don't we say, zeklal gadol b'din ha-moitzi mechaveri olav arayo? Why don't we say, chazok kol ma'ashatachas yodei shol adam mari elu shaloi? Why don't we say, ananda tof Why don't we say and give it to Shimon? So why does Shimon need a cheskes kimel shonim? Why can't Shimon be the winner of this piece of property by virtue of the fact that he's the muchzik? Reuven is a marakama, but muchzik we know is always out of me marakama. So the achrenim say, and of course it comes from the rishonim, that you see from here that although it's true throughout Shas, muchzik is out of marakama, but that's only true by metaltalin. It's not true by karka. And cheskes Habatim, by definition, is dealing with batim. It's dealing with boira shichnu ma'orois, shevachos, merchitzois, ubeis habatim, ubeis hashlochim, stei beis habal. It's dealing with karka, avodim that a hukshul the karka is. Being that we're dealing with karka, when it comes to karka, over there the halacha is different, and over there, muchzik is not adif mi marakama. To the contrary, marakama is adif mi muchzik. And it's for that reason, the mere fact that the machzik is in the property now means nothing. If he's there for 3 years, that's already a whole different story. But the fact that he's machzik in it now is not enough. The question is why? If muchzik always wins, and it wins by metaltlin, so why would karka be different? So we mentioned that there are two nuschais in the Rishonim, two nuschais that at first glance sound similar, but la'achar ha'iyun, it could be there is a significant nafkamina, but just the chaz of the two nuschais, one is the Ritva, who says that the whole idea of muchzik is predicated on a chazaka, that if this is in your rishos, it's probably yours. Metaltlin has that umdana, as opposed to karka, being that you can't physically take the karka into your rishos, but when you're machzik in karka, essentially what it means is that you moved into the karka and you're there, that in and of itself doesn't lend itself to the umdana and the chazaka of kol mashatachas yada shal adam hare ilu shaloi, and it's for that reason you don't have the cheskes koma, and that's why you don't have muchzik. So the reason there's muchzik by metaltan, there's not muchzik by karka, is based on a balabatish asvara. Muchzik is predicated on a cheskes koma. You have that by metaltan, you don't have that by karka. Other rishonim, it's mashma a little bit this way from the Rambam, seem to say that the idea of why there's muchzik by metaltan, not muchzik by karka, is because by metaltan you can physically take it out of one person's rishos and bring it into your rishos. But karka is ena nigzelas. Karka is kol hecha di isa b'shusa demara isa. And it's for that reason, once somebody is established as the marakama and we know this was his, the fact that you're holding it right now doesn't make it that you took it out of his rishos. So we see it as if he's still the muchzik. If we see it as if he's still the muchzik, so it's for that reason he is going to be the muchzik and the marakama. Obviously, then you don't have it in muchzik. So in the first nusach, the machzik is the muchzik. He just doesn't have the umdin of the cheskes koma. In the second nusach, the machzik's not even the muchzik. The marakama is the one that's considered the muchzik. But the point is that it's true throughout Shas, whenever there's a safik mamin, muchzik always reigns, even over marakama. That's true by metaltlin, that's not going to be true by karka. Stating that, there is one important caveat to this, and that is that as much as it's true that there's no din muchzik when it comes to karka, based on the aforementioned svaras, but say the achroinim, that's only emes when the muchzik is going up against the marakama. But let's say there's a question about who owns this karka, and there's no marakama. One person, however, is living in the karka. Then we would say that the person living on the karka is a muchzik, and he would get that karka. So as much as it's true, there's no din muchzik bekarka, that's when it's going up against a marakama. But if it's not going up against a marakama, that's not going to be the case. And the makar to that is from the marakama in cheskes habatim. Because the truth is, what makes the marakama, Reuven, in every cheskes habatim case, into the marakama? He has Aiden, that it belonged to him. Okay. Does he have to have Edom that he lived there for 3 years? So it's a Tshuvas HaRashba. the Rashba Zechel Kimmel in his Tshuvas, where he says Meforish no. He says that even if Edim can come and say that this Marakama lived there one day before Shimon began to be Machzik there, that would be enough for him to be a Marakama. And he reads it ois with a whole Sharfkai does the Rashba. Don't think that the Marakama needs to bring Edim that he's been living there for 3 years. If he brings Edim that he's been living there for one day, that in and of itself would be enough to establish him as the Marakama. And the question is why? Because if there's no muchzik bekarka, so the fact that he lived there for a day just means that there's Eidim that say that he was machzik in it. But if he didn't have a cheskes gimel shanim, who cares that he was machzik in it? I thought there's no muchzik when it comes to karka. So talking to Rosh Hashivas, that you see from here, that this that there's no din muchzik by karka is only true if his muchzikais is being contested by a marakama. If, however, the muchzikais is not being contested by a marakama, there is a din muchzik. So the machzik in cheskes habatim, whose muchzikais is being contested by a marakama, his chazaka is not going to be a chazaka unless he's there for 3 years. Whereas the marakama in cheskes habatim, him, whose muchzikais is not being contested by anybody, because there's no one that's arguing that he owned it before the marakama owned it. So that muchzik is not going up against the marakama, and if the muchzik's not going up against the marakama, so the muchzik's going to win. And we spoke out in the raid that what emerges is something very interesting, and that is that the marakama is other from the muchzik in cheskes habatim, unless of course the muchzik's been there for 3 years, despite the fact that the muchzik, the marakama we only know is there for a day, and the machzik might have been there for 2 years and 364 days. He's been living there for almost 3 years. He was living there for a day. He's adif. How does that make any sense? The teretz is because his one day is not being contested, whereas your almost 3 years is being contested. And that makes the world of the difference. But the point is that, of course, cheskes habatim is predicated on this mavoi, that there's no din muchzik when it comes to karka, but with this very, very, very not such subtle asterisk. And that is that that's only true because the muchzik is being contested by a marakama. But to the extent there's a muchzik in karka that's not being contested by a marakama, you would have the regular din muchzik. And really, this chilek of muchzik, whether it's being contested or not being contested, is not only manifest in karka, it's manifest in metaltlin as well. And this is something that we talked about in the sugya of naske de rababa. So as much as there's a din muchzik when it comes to metaltlin, and muchzik is out of mimarakama, but the Rosh Hashivas say that muchzik kineged a marakama is not the same as muchzik when it's not going up against a marakama, even by metaltlin. The way Rav Baruch Ber is masbird in Birch Shmuel is that when there's a Suffolk mammon between a muchzik and a marakama, the muchzik is adif by metaltlin, but the gedder advarim is that we see a suffolk, and mi suffolk we give it to the muchzik, as opposed to if there's a situation of who owns this metaltlin and there's no defined marakama, then the muchzik's going to get it, but there is vaday. The gedder of the muchzik is going to be that there's no suffolk, and we assume for sure that this belongs to the person that's being machzik in it. The makar to this is Tosfos in Cheskes Habatim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, which is also the Rosh in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia, which is based on Tosfos and Bava Metzia, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which discusses why is it that Shnai Moichsim Metalos Dalochas Yachloiku, whereas Hahu Arba, and when it comes to Safik by Karka, the halach is called the Olam Gavar. And Tosfos said, Oichsim Shani Kidamrina Ben Askeder Ababa. And it sounded like from Tosfos that there's some knech and muchzik that you see in Askeder Ababa that you wouldn't know from Kala Teira Kula and the way that Achreinim Amazbird, it's this idea. But again, the bottom line is that the Mavui Techesk Sabatim is that there's no din muchzik when it comes to Karka, stating that that's only true when it's going up against a Marakama. If it's not going up against a Marakama, yeah, it plays itself out in terms of understanding why the machzik needs to be there for 3 years in order to establish his chazaka, why the marakama does not have to be there for 3 years in order for him to establish his marakama. It also manifested itself in some of the lumdus that we saw during the course of going through Perecheskes Habatim. Either way, so muchzik itself is not enough to give this property to Shimon. What Shimon would need is to have been living there for 3 years. The Ma'ara knew about it. He wasn't Moicha. Shimon was Machzik the Mechaski, and she has a Taina. Then the Halacha is he's going to get it. The question is, why? And specifically, why 3 years? What does 3 years mean? What exactly is this inyan of Cheskas Gimel Shanim? And the truth is that if you make a sikum, the Gemara really brought three different approaches. The first was on Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shamati Meholche Yusha Shahayu Oymrim, Minay Lechazok Shi Gimel Shanim, Mishar Amuud, Mashar Amuud, Kivin Shanokach Gimel Negichoiz, Nofak Lem Yecheskas Tam, Vekom Lem Yecheskas Muud, Hachinami, Kivin Da Ochla Tla Shnin, Nofak Lem Yishus Moicher, Vekaimel Lem Yishus Loikeach. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from the Holche Yusha, who the Gemara defined on Chav Ches Amar Beis as being Rabbi Yishmael, that the Makar, Techeskas Gimel Shanim is Shar Amud. A Shar, Shtois is once, he's a Tam, you pay Chatzin Nesek. Twice, three times. But once it already says Shtois three times, now the fourth time it Shtois is, you're going to pay Nesek Shalim. Meaning, Chazok is established when something happens three times. In the same vein, this Machzik, who's been in the field for 3 years, establishes a Chazokah and at the end of the 3 years, we look at the field as being not in the Rishus of the Meicher, but rather as being in the Rishus of the Machzik. The second Makar that the Gemara brought was on Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, Elo Amar Rava, Shoso Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Bishtare, Tarti Vitlas Mizdar, Tfeiloi Mizdar. A person is expected to keep on and watch his star for up to 3 years. After 3 years, he can't expect him to watch it anymore, and it's for that reason, Cheskas Gimel Shanim. And the third Makar was a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, Le Amru Shal Shanim Elo. Either way, Shara Muid, up to 3 years, a person watches the shtar, or Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Lamed Ches Amar Aleph, Kideisha Yehei Baspam. So what's the beer of these three Makaris? So just to go through it super quickly, and that is, the first Makar that the Gemara brought was that we learn Cheskas Gimel Shanim from Shara Muid. A Shara Muid is established when a Shara Shtois is three times, meaning you see three Negichos makes an impact. It takes this animal from being not Becheskes Nakhon to now being Becheskes Nakhon. In the same vein, if someone's machzik in a field for 3 years, that establishes that this field now belongs to that person. Now, what exactly the Makar is and what the Gemara means, even Pshutay Shal Mikra, is a little bit challenging to understand. But the way Tosfos explains it on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, and the way the Achreinim Mazber Shitas Tosfos is, that the premise of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is that if this field really belongs to Reuven the way he's claiming it is, why did Reuven let Shimon live there? And why did he allow him to live there for 3 years and never protest? So the fact that he allowed that to happen is a raya that really the field belongs to Shimon, like Shimon claims it does. Meaning Reuven's shtika is a raya to what Shimon is saying. Stating that, the Gemara holds that if Reuven is shoysik one time, that in and of itself won't be a raya. Reuven has to establish himself. He has to be a huchsik shaskin in order for this to play itself out. How many times does a person have to do something to be huchsik shaskin? Three times. How do I know that? I know that from Shara Muid. And that's why Shara Muid is the makar to Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Meaning, what underpins Cheskas Gimel Shanim is the umdana, the raglaim ladavar, that if this field really belongs to Reuven like he claims he does, he would have said something to Shimon when he saw him living there. Why doesn't that happen instantly? Because you see from Shara Muid that in order to establish a pattern, in order to change the status based on an event that takes place, it's not enough that the event happens once. It has to happen three times. So three shtikis, 3 years, that's what establishes the chazak. Now, the Gemara mutchit with this very, very much. Because if that's the case, I understand the number three. But why 3 years? Meaning, really, it's three shtikos. So let's say Shimon would harvest this field that's in dispute three times. And Reuven would see it and he wouldn't say anything. Why is that not the equivalent of three negiches? Why is that not enough to establish a chazak? And the Gemara said, great kasha. And Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph said mefurish that there is a concept of establishing a chazak in less than 3 years. Stay Beis Habal 18 months. Rabbi Kiva also said, by the way, 14 months. Or if it's a stay lovon, afilu kines es tfuasai, umasak es zeisa, vikines es kaitzai, even that are elo gimel shanim. So the Gemara said, Enochinami. It's true. It If the Makar to Cheskas Gimel Shonim is Hol Chayusha, then there's no magic to 3 years. There's magic to three, but not 3 years. And it would only work if Cheskas Gimel Shonim doesn't have to be 3 years. And there really is such a Shita, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva also to a certain degree, Ayin Rashbam, L'kamon Daflam Edvov Amid Beis. But the point is, there are Shitas that hold that it doesn't have to be 3 years. And the Gemara said, Enochinami, Enochinami. When Rabbi Yoichan said, Shamatimi Hol Chayusha Shoyoim, Menayin L'chazok, it's learned out from Shor Amud, it was going dafka in the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel and the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But that then lends itself to the follow-up obvious question, and that is that the Chachamim, who is Mavur and Lamed Vav and Beis, are Chaylik with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and they hold that a Chazaka always has to be 3 years, and it doesn't matter whether the asset that Shimon is being machzik in is a house, or whether it's a field, or whether it's a Beis HaShlachim or a Beis HaBaal, or it's a stay Beis Love on, it's irrelevant. It always has to be 3 years. The Makar can't be Shor Amud. And if that's the case, what is the Makar? And it's for that reason that the Gemara, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, said, Elo Omar Rava, a new Makar. Shasa Kamaisim is dar, Inish Bishtari, Tarta Vitlasim is dar, Tvei Loim is dar. Now the truth is, if you think about Rava's words at first glance, it sounds like Sisrei Toyer. Rava's coming to explain why Shimon should be the Machzik of this field. And what does Rava say? Rava says it's expected that a person should watch a shtar for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, but more than 3 years is already not expected. And it's for that reason that Halacha is that Shimon is going to end up getting the field. Just because it's not incumbent upon Shimon to watch his field for more than 3 years, that's a raya that it's not incumbent upon Shimon to watch his shtar for more than 3 years. That's a raya that the field belongs to him. So obviously it's something that's very, very sawsome. And the truth is, if you go through the Rishonim, there are many different approaches that the Rishonim give to try to explain this. Reb Shmuel Yankiv and Ish Shiurim brings no less than six different approaches in the Rishonim to understand Pashup Shat and the Havana of what Rava was saying. But in our raid, we went with two approaches. And that is the Ramban and the Ktzos. And both of those approaches are mentioned very, very much in the Ktzos in Simen Kuf Mem Sivkot Beis, and in the Ktzos Simen Kuf Lamed Hei Sivkot Beis. So first the Ramban. The Ramban says that what Rava meant to say was as follows. Cheskas Gimel Shonim is predicated on a Raglaim Lodover, or what some Rishonim refer to as an Anan Sahadi. And that is that Reuben is telling the truth, that this field belongs to him, why do you allow Shimon to live there? And the truth is that the first moment that Reuben sees Shimon living in his house or on his field, and he doesn't say a word, that immediately triggers and unlocks this Raglaim Lodover that says that this field probably belongs to Shimon and it doesn't belong to Reuben. Stating that, the reason Shimon can't win with that Raglaim Ladover and that Anan Sahadi immediately is because of the fact that there's a Reyesa and an Umdana and a Chazaka that's working against Shimon as well. And that is that if Shimon really bought this field like he claims he did, remember, Chazaka has to have a Taina, then where is his shtar? And the Metzias is that people don't buy Karka unless they have a shtar to prove it. So where's your shtar? And being that as much as there's a Raglaim Ladover from Reuven's Shtika, that the field, that the house belongs to Shimon, but Umas, that there's also a Raglaim Ladover and the Chazaka from the fact that Shimon doesn't have the shtar, because if he had the shtar, we're not having this conversation, that really it doesn't belong to Shimon. So these two conflicting Raglaim Ladovers sort of neutralize each other, and it's for that reason Reuven gets the field based on the fact that he's the Marakama, which is the way we resolve all Suffolk Mammon when it comes to Karka. Stating that, Zokarava, after 3 years, Loi Mizdar Inish Bishtare, it's not expected anymore for a person to watch Ishtar. And being that it's not expected for a person to watch Ishtar, there's no longer a Reis of Achvi Shtarcha, where's the Shtar? If there's no longer a Reis of Achvi Shtarcha, where's the Shtar? So there's no Umdana that it doesn't belong to Shimon by virtue of the fact that he doesn't have the Shtar. There is an Umdana that it belongs to Shimon from the fact that Reuven wasn't. You had that umdana really 3 years ago, but for sure you have it right now. So it's for that reason there's going to be an umdana, Raglaim Ladover, Anan Sahadi, pick the synonym of your choice, and it's for that reason it's going to end up belonging to Shimon. So Rava is not explaining the whole Cheskas Gimel Shonim. He's just explaining what happens after 3 years. But really, Cheskas Gimel Shonim is predicated on a Raglaim Ladover from the fact that Reuven was a Moicha. Lo'umas that, there's a Reyes of Achvi Shtarcha, Zog to Rava, Shasa Kamaisi Mizdair Nish Bishtare, there's an Achvi Shtarcha. Tarte Vatlas Mizdair, there's an Achvi Shtarcha. Abit Tvei Loi Mizdair, therefore the Achvi Shtarcha goes away. If the Achvi Shtarcha goes away, Shimon is zoich in it because of the raglaim ladover of Reuven shtika. The Ktois is chaylik on this Ramban. And the reason the Ktois is chaylik on this Ramban is, he says, because he has many rais from Rishonim that held that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a takonos chachamim. And according to the Ramban, it's not a takonos chachamim, it's a regular din d'iraisa. Shimon is zoich in it because it's an anan sahadi which has powers of d'iraisa that it belongs to him. So if that's the case, why would Chazal say Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a takonos chachamim? This sounds more d'iraisidik, less d'rabonidik. Says the Ktois because of that, a different mahalach, and that is that la'olam, the way Cheskes Gimel Shonim works according to Rava is not based on raglayim l'davar, but rather it's a takonos l'kuchas. And the reason is because Chazal were worried that being that there's no din muchzik when it comes to karka, so what happens if somebody buys a field and then 5 years later the original owner of the field comes and he contests and he says that you never bought the field. Now, what's the buyer supposed to do? Bring Eidim? What if the Eidim went to Medina Sayam? Have a shtar. The problem is people don't watch their shtar for more than 3 years. So really, you're setting up a situation where the lekuchos can really lose out. And that can materially impact the Jewish economy. That's a problem. It's for that reason Chazal felt that we need to get involved. We have to invoke some hefker bez than hefker, and we need to do something so that the system is going to revolve properly around its axis. And what did they do? They came and they said that if a person's living on a field for 3 years, at that point it doesn't have to have a shtar anymore to prove it's his. But Chazal obviously couldn't stop there because that's wonderful for the loikeach, right? You just made a big takana for all the lekuchos. But what about the moicher? Meaning, what if this person really does not own this field? What if he didn't buy it? So what's the moicher supposed to do? Meaning, this person just stole my field. He's not going to need Eidim. He's not going to need a shtar. He's going to be able to just keep the field because he lived there for 3 years? Mechateisi. The Teretz says the Ktzos is, what Chazal did was, is they did something to help the Meicher as well. And what they told the Meicher was, that be Meicher, and as long as you register a protest within the 3 year period, so that then is going to be your way to block his chazaka, and like this, you'll be protected as well. So the Yesod of Cheskes Gimel Shonim, in Rava's world, says the Ktzos is, predicated on the fact that a person doesn't watch a shtar for more than 3 years. It's for that reason we had to make some sort of takana for the loikeach, which is what Cheskes Gimel Shonim is. And that's why it's very much a hefker bez than hefker, takanas chacham of the geinyan. Aye, how are you going to protect the moichel? You give him an opportunity to be moichel. That was Rava's understanding of 3 years. So again, why is it three? It's three because it's based on shtar. And that's why it's always 3 years, because it's all predicated on the fact of a person doesn't watch a shtar for more than 3 years. What's the punchline of not watching your shtar for more than 3 years? According to the Ramban, now you can use the raglaim ledover of the shtik of the ma'arer. Ach, there's no longer reyes of ach mishtarcha. According to the Ktzos, it just makes sense that this would be the time that Chazal would have to make that takonas halakuchas. The third makar to the inyan of Cheskes Gimel Shonim was Rabbi Yehuda that was mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Loi amru shalei shonim elo kidei sheyehe baspanya v'yachzik shana v'yelch v'yodiyu shana v'yovig l'shana acheres." And the way the Rashbam explained it twice on Daf Lamed Ches is that Rabbi Yehuda held that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is predicated on a raglaim l'dover, an anan sahadi, similar to the svara of the previous pshatim, meaning if somebody sees somebody living on his field, you're expected to be Meicher. And if you're not, it's a Raya, it doesn't belong to you. Aye, if that's the case, why didn't he Cheskes Gimel Shonim? Said Rabbi Yehuda, because we're concerned, what if this person that's being machzik in somebody else's field is in one place and the Ma'arer is somewhere else? Meaning, the Chazok is not happening b'fnei ha-Ma'arer. In that case, the Ma'arer would not be able to be Meicher right away. Meaning, what happens if the Ma'arer is far away when he gets wind of the fact that this is happening? And really, he would want to be Meicher that second. The problem is, the Macha has to arrive at the doorstep of the Machzik, and he's so far away from the Machzik that he's not going to be able to pull that off. So you have to give him the time to get there. So Chazal made a Hashara, and they said the maximum amount of time it can take for a person who's being Machzik Shalei Bafana for the news to travel to the Moicha, for him to go back, would be 3 years. And it's based on the fact that the farthest place that people traveled to was Aspamya. And in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Yomru Shalosh Shanim El Kadesh Yehi Baspamya, Spain, V'yachzik Shanim V'yelch V'yodiyu Shanim V'yavid L'Shanah Acheres. The bottom line is, it's based on that that Cheskes Gimel Shanim came about. If you think about it, really, Rabbi Yehuda's pshat in Cheskes Gimel Shanim is similar to the way the Ramban explained Cheskes Gimel Shanim in the Ela Amarava. And that is really take off from Yad. If the Ma'arer hears that somebody is living in his field, he's expected to be Moicha. The reason you need 3 years, according to Rava, is based on the fact that L'umas that for 3 years is a race of Achvishtarcha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it could take 3 years to go register the Macha. Now, it's Mavu in the Gemara, and that Memalef Amin Aleph, according to Rabbi Yehuda, very big Kiddush. Meaning, being that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Be'etzer, you should be able to establish Chazaka, Miyad. It's only because what happens if he's an Aspamya? Well, what happens if he's not an Aspamya? So in the Gemara, it's before like this. If the Chazaka is happening, Shalei Befanov, there's a Lei Plug, and the Chazaka is always going to take 3 years. If, however, it's literally Befanov, so he's not an Aspamya, but he's literally in front of him, so the Machzik is in front of the Ma'arer and he's shtelling bailus on the Ma'arer's property. Miyad, the Gemara says, Kol b'fanav l'alta havi chazaka, and that's a huge nafkemina l'alacha that would emerge in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, there are three Mekairis, and really the three Mekairis are totally in the three different Shitas HaTanam in the Sugya. The first Mekair is Shor HaMu'ed. The second Mekair is after 3 years, it's not expected for a person to watch a shtar anymore. And the third makar is Afkidesha Yeheba Aspamya. And really, it played itself out in the basic halachas of Cheskes Gimel Shanim on the Mishnah, on the Tanam level. If the makar is Sharamuid, well, then it shouldn't be 3 years. It should just be three shtikis. And the Gemara said, Anachinami, Man Holche Yusha Rabbi Yishmol, who holds that it's three shtikis. It's possible for a person to have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim in 1 year. If he has three different types of things and three different harvests, yeah, that in and of itself would establish a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. If the Makar is Aspamya, so then it could be that a Chazaka could even happen in a day. Kol b'fan of l'alta avi Chazaka, which is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and that is his reason. It's the whole Cheshbon of 3 years is Kedei Shei b'Aspamya, and loy plug for every Machot Shalei b'fanav. But if it's b'fan of l'alta avi Chazaka, if the din of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is 3 years, and always 3 years, it's not three harvests. And even if it's b'fan of it's 3 years, then it must be something else. And that was what Rava was coming to explain, the whole Elama Rava was coming to explain the Shita of the Chachamim. Either way, this is the Makar to Gimel Shanim. Or, according to some Tanan, it doesn't even have to be Gimel Shanim. Now, just going back to some of the Pratim, as we wrap up here, of the basic laws of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So we said that you have to be Machzik for Gimel Shanim. What's the magic of Gimel Shanim? Those are the three Makaris that we just mentioned. The Ma'ara would have to have known about it and not been Moicha. What's that all about? Because as we saw, the Pashtus is that Cheskes Gimel Shanim is predicated on a Raglaim L'Dovran and a Nansahadi. You're a Shaskin. If you are a Moicha, that's a right that it's mine. And being that it's predicated on the Ma'ara knowing and not being Moicha, so obviously the Ma'ara has to know and not be Moicha. The machzik has to be machzik the mechaske inchi. That was something that played itself out very, very much in the sugyas. And if he wasn't machzik the mechaske inchi, the Gemara talked about a whole bunch of different cases on daf lamed vav amid aleph, then it wouldn't be a chazaka. And the reason is because, again, the whole cheskes gimel shanim is sort of based on this raglayim l'davar. I see you living in my house as if it's yours. That's when it's incumbent upon me to be Meicha. But if you're not being Machzik Kidem Echaski Inchi, like the Gemara gave some examples of that, well then, you're not really Shtelling Bailis, and therefore it's not Mechayiv, it doesn't beget me necessarily to go ahead and be Meicha. And then finally, as it relates to Arsikum, in order for a Chazaka to be a Chazaka, the Machzik has to have a Taina. But if the Machzik doesn't have a Taina, then the Halacha is that the whole Cheskes Gimel Shanim in and of itself is not going to work. So the only time the chazaka is going to work is if the machzik has a taina. Without a taina, it doesn't work. So what does that mean? That means if when Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, what are you doing in my property? Shimon says, maskim, but nobody told me to leave. Or even if Shimon says nothing, that in and of itself is going to be a problem. It's chaser in the chazaka. Now, at first glance, you would say, it seems obvious that that's the way it should be. If the machzik doesn't claim that it's his, and Reuven is the marakama, then for sure we should give it to Reuven. Right? It seems very logical. In fact, the Gemara Daf Memalef Amud Aleph, which discusses the Mishnah, Kol Chazaka She'eni Matayna Eni Chazaka, begins with one word, Pshita. It's so obvious. And the Gemara had to come on to a whole Ma'od Tema to explain what the Chiddush of the Mishnah even is. Stating that, we discussed that it's really not so Pashut at all. In fact, it's a little Tzarech Bir, why a Chazaka has to have a Taina. In fact, Rosh Hashiva say big lumdus to explain why Chazaka has to have a Taina. And the reason is as follows. Because if Cheskes Kimel Shonim is predicated on a Nanzahadi, that if this field really belongs to Ruvein, then Ruvein should have been Moicha. L'chura, that Anan Sahadi is an effect whether Shimon has a taina or Shimon doesn't have a taina. After 3 years, Ruvein went over to Shimon and said, what are you doing on my property? And he didn't say anything. Oh, but for 3 years, Ruvein walked by and he let Shimon live there. That establishes an Anan Sahadi of some sorts. And if that's the case, l'chura, Shimon should need a taina. Now, the teretz, of course, is that as much as Ruvain's shtika is an Anan Sahadi, that it's not Ruvain's, but what gives it to Shimon? Shimon needs a taina so that he should be the one that's going to emerge to be the owner and the winner of this piece of property. But we were ma'orer that lefi, what we just recapped in the beginning of the Sikkum, it's not so posh that that's a taina. And the reason is as follows. Because really, Shimon is being machzik in this property right now. And if you're machzik in something, in metaltun, chazaka kol ma'ashatachas yodhi shalodim ha'reyu shaloy, anan sahadi demay detafas haidi de. The reason you need a cheskes kimel shonim, and you can't merely rely on the fact that you're being machzik, is based on the fact that when it comes to karka, there's no din muchzik. But this that there's no din muchzik when it comes to karka is only true when you're going up against the marakama. But to the extent that you don't have a proper marakama, then there is a din muchzik. And the raya is from the marakama gufa of cheskes habatim, and like Tosfos said, lamed aleph amud beis, kidam rinon benaska derababa. So if you're going to tell me that the mach arer, not being moicha for 3 years, in and of itself establishes a Chazaka, that it's not his, there's a raglayim with over, and anan sahadi even, in the words of some Rishonim, that it's not his. Well, you would think that that would be enough for us to say that he's not a proper marakama. And if he's not a proper marakama, then maybe the machzik should not need a taina, because now he's machzik in it, and he should get it based on the fact that it's in his possession. And if it's in his possession, and he has a regular din muchzik, then he doesn't need a taina. And the raya to that is, because by the Talmud, Rabbi Yonah speaks out in the beginning of Cheskes Habatim, if you want to be a muchzik, you don't have to have a taina. And he says the reason is because the fact that you're holding it is the biggest taina that it's yours. Why do you have to express a taina? If you're holding it, chazaka kol ma'ashatachas yadei shalodim ha'reyu shaloy, by Cheskes Gimel Shonim, by Karka, there you have to have a taina, because there's no Cheskes Koma. But it could be, if there's an Anan Sahadi that says that it doesn't belong to the Marakam anymore, well, now the Machzik has a Cheskes Kolma. And if he has a Cheskes Kolma, he shouldn't need a Taina. Just like by Metalti, you don't need a Taina, because the Cheskes Kolma itself is the Taina. Kidamina ben Aske de Rababa, if it's in your Rishos, it's for sure yours. You don't have to Taina, it's yours. We see that it's yours by virtue of the fact that you're holding on to it. So as much as the Gemara said on Daf Memalef Amud Aleph, Pshita, but we said it's really not so pasha, because in the longest of understanding Cheskes Habatim, and in light of the modeling to Cheskes Habatim, you can make a very strong argument that you shouldn't need a taina. And the truth is that the Gemara in Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, after it brought the Makar of Shara Muad, said, Ela meyato chazaka she'eni mataina tahavi chazaka. In fact, there's a havamin of a Gemara that a chazaka shouldn't have to have a taina. Now, all the Rishonim asked the stira, how do you shtim the Gemara memalef amud aleph that says pshita that a chazaka she'eni mataina ain't a chazaka with the havamin of the Gemara chav ches amud beis that says Ela meyato chazaka she'eni mataina tahavi chazaka? But the way we explained the havamin of the Gemara, it's based on this lumdus that the reason you shouldn't have to have a taina is because being that mamon of shachiyav the anan sahadi from the shtika of the Ma'arer, being that Maman of Shach, you have that Anan Sahadi from the Shtika of the Ma'arer. So based on that, you should not need a Taina, because Shimon, the Machzik, should be able to get it, Midin, Muchzik, which we know from Metalklin, really doesn't require Taina. In fact, we were muching, what is the Kamash Malon? What is the Kamash Shmuel? Why taka do you have to have a taina? So Baruch Ben Bicha Shmuel said that you see from here that the only way a machzik can take away the karka from the marakama, even if the marakama was shoysik for 3 years, is if the machzik has a taina. You need the taina not only to give it to the machzik, but to take it away from the marakama. So if without the taina of the machzik, you can't take it away from the marakama, so mamela it's moving, why you'd have to have a taina? Our argument is that once it's not the marakamas, so mamela you should be machzik in it without a taina. The teretz is you need the taina gufa in order to take it away from the marakama. But I just want to be moisef one chiddush. Ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush, even though the purpose of this is a sikum, but I think it brings out one moyrdik knech from the sikum. And that is as follows. Tosfos says, in one of his many terutzim to answer the steer between these two gemaras, a memalef amar alef is pshita kol chazaka she'eni matayna eni chazaka, and a chofches on the base the gemara doesn't even understand elamayata chazaka she'eni matayna tahavi chazaka. So one of Tosfos's terutzim, and it's on chofches on the base and a memalef amar alef, it's two Tosfos in here in Chesek Sabbatim, is that when the gemara said elamayata chazaka she'eni matayna tahavi chazaka, the gemara was asking in the first makar, in the makar of shara muad elamayata, if the makar of shara muad chazaka she'eni matayna tahavi chazaka. On Memalef Amid Aleph, when the Gemara said Pshita, the Gemara was going according to the Elam Arava, the second Makar of the Gemara, that a person doesn't watch a shtar after 3 years, and it's for that reason you have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim. There, says Tosfos, it's Pshita, that Chazaka She'eni Matayna. So in the Makar of Shara Muad, there's a Havamir V'Gemara, I don't even know why you should have to have a Taina. But on Chavtes Amid Aleph, in the Makar of Rava, there it's Pshita. But Tosfos is very sasum. What's the difference? At the end of the day, if in Lomdus you hear that the Machzik should have to have a Taina, so the Machzik should have to have a Taina. What's the difference if you're going in the Makar of Shara Muad, or if you're going in the Makar of Elo Amar Rava? But the emes is Yesh Loimar Gevaldik. We said that in terms of understanding Rava, there are many, many mahalachim. Specifically, we went with the mahalach of the Ramban and the mahalach of the Ketzais. According to the Ramban, Rava holds that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is predicated on a raglayim ledavar. It's predicated on an anzahad. Why do you need 3 years to take away the reyes of achdish darka? But the Ketzais had a different shot. The Ketzais said that according to Elam Rava, you don't have to come on Bechlal to the raglayim ledavar. It's a pasha to takanas alakuchais. You're a lekeach, we need to protect you. And the way we're going to protect the lekeach is by saying that even though after 3 years you no longer have your shtar, you can keep it. Ah, you're hurting the moicha. No, the moicha knows that what he needs to do is he needs to be moicha. In other words, according to the Ramban, Elo Marav is working with the raglayim ledavar. According to the Ktzois, it's not working the raglayim ledavar. Now, I think it's kedai to meditate on this for a second, because the emes is in this Ktzois here, Simen Kuf Mem, which is one of the most famous Ktzois in Yeshiva, you see a davar gadol, you see cheloi shel Ktzois. And that is, when you learn Cheskes Habatim, and if nothing else, if somebody comes over to you now and asks you, why is it that there's something called Cheskes Gimel Shonim? Meaning, the short answer, the elevator pitch. So you're going to say, what do you mean? The fact that I've been living in this karka for 3 years, you knew about it, you are moiche, is the biggest raya that it belongs to me. The fact that I'm muchzik, you know from the lumdis and the mavoi, that doesn't work by karka, that only works by metalton. Okay, but the fact that I've been living here, now there's an anad zahadi, it's cheskas umdana. And it's for that reason I'm going to get it. That's true if the makar is shara muad. That's true, according to the way the Rishonim explain Elo Amar Rava. That's true, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Makar of Aspamya. But it's not true, according to the Ktzais. It's the wrong answer, according to the Ktzais. According to the Ktzais, Cheskes Gimel Shonim is not because of a Raglayim Ledavar from the fact that the Ma'ar was a Moicha. According to the Ktzais, it's a Takonos Chachomim Bepnei Takonos Alokuchos. And really, it's a revolutio. It's a mapecha a little bit in terms of understanding the whole Cheskes Gimel Shonim. And you see the koyach that the Ktzois had, that he literally took Cheskes Gimel Shonim, which according to two of the three reasons for sure mean umdana. And even in the Elam Arava, the way the Rishonim explain it, it seems like it means umdana. But the Ktzois, because he had a diak in Etlecha Rishonim, that it's a takonis chachamim, so he was mechadish, a new almost balabat shepshat, that it's related to akonas halakuchais, and it has absolutely nothing to do with a cheskas umdana, which is tremendous plaitzis, which of course the Ktzais had. But the bottom line is, the way the Ktzais explained Ela Marava, really the whole yisayit of cheskas gimel shanim is takonas halakuchais. It has nothing to do with raglayim ledavar, it has nothing to do with anad zahadi. If that's the case, yesh shloimar haflo vafel. What's the havamina that a chazaka she'eni matayna should be a chazaka? We said, because really, the machzik is the muchzik. The only reason the machzik's muchzik doesn't work is because there's a marakama. The marakama's shtika establishes an anansahadi. It makes him ois marakama. If he's not a marakama, so then the machzik should be able to get it without a taina, just like chetzis metaltlin. Rabbeinu Yoina speaks out works without a taina. Lefizeh. That's all true. If the way Cheskas Gemul Shonim is operating is with the Raglaim Ladavar, it's working with an Anan Sahadi. However, the way the Ktzayis explained Rava is not saying that Cheskas Gemul Shonim works with Anan Sahadi and Raglaim Ladavar. To the contrary, what Rava is saying is it's a Mernit HaTakonas Chachomim Mipnei Takonas HaLakuchas. So the reason you would get it if you've been living it for 3 years without a shtar is because if you bought it and you don't have your shtar, what were you supposed to do? And this is the special Takona, and the Moicha should have known that he should have been Moicha. And if he was a Moicha, you're going to end up getting it. Well, if it's a Takonas HaLakuchas, you have to tie that you bought it. Because if you don't tie that you bought it, then why are we making a takanas alakuches for you? It doesn't make any sense. So if the yisoid of why you're getting it is based on an ansahadi, so then you could hear a havamin of why you shouldn't have to have a taina. Because once there's an anansahadi, maybe, even though you don't have a taina to say it's yours, but the fact that you're muchzik in it establishes a cheskas koma, even bekarka, b'mokum when there's no marakama. But if the reason you're getting it is mipnei takanas alakuches, so then already, it doesn't make any sense why you would get it if you're not tying your leket. You're saying, no, I don't know, I just saw it, nobody ever threw me out. So you're not making a takonas alukuches for that guy, you're making the takonas alukuches for someone that's actually a lekeach. But otherwise, it doesn't make any sense to make this takono. And it's for that reason, it would be poshet why you should. Is memelet half of a fellow? Tosfos said what? Tosfos said that on memalef amid alef, the Mishnah said, kol chazaka she'eni matayna ena chazaka pshita. Yena chav chesam and beis, and the Gemara said, elo mayata chazaka she'eni matayna tavi chazaka. And one of his many terutzim that the Gemara Chav Chesam and Beis is going in the Makar from Shara Mu'ud. Elameyata, Shara Mu'ud, then I don't understand why a Chazak has to have a taina. But Enochinami, according to Rav, it's Pshita. Lefidik Tzoyis, it's half of a fella. Because according to the Makar of Shara Mu'ud, it's working with the Raglaim Ladover. If it's working with the Raglaim Ladover, so then I don't understand why you should have to have a taina. Let me get him, he did Muchzik. The Raglaim Ladover knocks out the Marakama, I'm the Muchzik. Now I don't need a taina anymore. Just like by Metalpin, Chazak works when you're Muchzik without a taina. Oh, but Rav is not working with the Muchzik. Rav is not working me din raglaim ladover. Rav is working me din takanas alakuches. Well, then already you're going to have to taina. And the emes is, if you take a look at the ktsois in Simon Kuf Man, one of the ktsois's big makoiris to his pshat is a toisvis a cheskas habatim daf lamed heim at beis. Toisvis over there, it's a hard toisvis, but the way the ktsois learns up that toisvis held very much that the makar is takanas halakuchos. If Tosfos holds takanas halakuchos, then Tosfos l'shitasoi, his chilek in why the Gemara's approach to chazaka she'eni matayna would be different as it relates to the makar being shara mu'ud, or as it relates to the makar being elam arava would be so different, is matmish hafla fella. It's Tosfos l'shitasoi, it's zeyah gishmak. But the bottom line is, what's the sikum? Cheskas gemul shanim. Why do you need cheskas gemul shanim? I'm muchzik in it. Why is that in and of itself not enough? The Teretz says muchzik works only by metaltlin kenegan amarakama. But by karka, muchzik doesn't work kenegan amarakama. If, however, there's a cheskas gemul shanim, what's a cheskas gemul shanim? Whether it's an umdana, a raglaim ladavar, that's without a question the pashtis and all the rishonim. The Ktzai says a special takonas alakuchos, then you'd be able to get it mitzad yena chazaka. Either way, this is the sikum. Again, the daf is going to continue to talk about halachos related to cheskas gemul shanim, but I just thought it was kedai to do a little bit of a recap of the first 15 dafin and some of the raid of Cheskas Habatim.